Perfect. Good morning, everybody. Thank you for joining today's TR90 Weight Management Call. My name is Frank Lomas, and I'm your host today, and I'm joining from my home here in Lompoc, California, 54 miles north of Santa Barbara in California's beautiful Central Coast. My business background before New Skill was a workaholic mortgage broker and small business owner, and I now enjoy my carpet commute, walking from one bedroom to another to grow my social media business. In my youth, I competed in one events in bodybuilding and weightlifting, and I stay active today with regular weightlifting, walking, and calisthenics. These calls occur at 6:40 to 6:55 a.m. Pacific Time, Monday through Friday. To listen live, call 712-775-8972. Wait for the prompt and enter PIN code 910-022. Our panel makes these calls and supports your efforts with the AgeLock TR90 program, based on three program components clinically shown to help you look leaner and healthier in 90 days. The primary components are products, eating, and exercise. So contact your personal Nu Skin representative or Nu Skin product support for more details on the program, and check in here each weekday for tips to help you stay connected and informed. You can find an archive of these calls on SoundCloud.com. That's SoundCloud.com, or your favorite podcast app by searching for either TR90 or my name, Frank Lomas, L-O-M-A-S. Today's topic, four fruits to eat for dinner to help you lose weight and help you sleep better. And so let's check out what they are here. This is doing something I don't want to do, of course, right off the bat. There we go. This story was just from a couple days ago from the Passport Kitchen, and it's a story by Donna Dizon. So let's dive into it. Four fruits to eat for dinner. They help you lose weight. They help you sleep better. There are so many delicious fruits out there, but it may be difficult to know which ones are best for your current health goals. Some fruits are high in fiber, and they may therefore be more effective in encouraging bowel movements than others. Well, that's nice to know. You also get fruits that contain certain nutrients that may encourage sleep. There are also several fruits that can aid weight loss due to constituents found within them. If you'd like to learn more about the different fruits that can aid weight loss and help you get a better night's rest, read on. There, that was hard for me to say. Geez. Okay, first one, kiwi. Kiwis are a double whammy fruit when it comes to weight loss and quality sleep. These fruits are low in calories while being high in many essential nutrients that can benefit your gut health, reduce cholesterol, and fight inflammation. Kiwis render these benefits as they are loaded with carotenoid antioxidants, as well as high levels of fiber. In terms of sleep, this fruit contains a sleep-promoting chemical serotonin, which can help you regulate a healthy sleep cycle. Kiwis also contain elevated levels of vitamin C, which has several anti-inflammatory and antioxidant effects and can aid one in getting a good night's rest. The tart cherry. Tart cherries are not only delicious, but they also contain several compounds that can aid in good sleep. Furthermore, they're also low in calories, which is great for those who are watching their weight. These morsels of goodness contain high levels of antioxidants, as well as modest amounts of the nutrients potassium and magnesium potassium. Besides that, the tart cherries also have high levels of melatonin, which is known for promoting sleepiness. For these reasons, you really can't go wrong with consuming tart cherries at night if you'd like to lose weight and get some good sleep. Figs. Figs are great to consume for anyone who's on the path to losing weight while getting quality sleep. Figs are low-calorie fruits. They contain high doses of fiber, which is great for your gut and weight loss. They are a sure source of essential nutrients such as calcium, iron, magnesium, and potassium, which can also have positive effects on one's sleep. These minerals encourage blood flow, and they can make falling asleep easier as they keep your muscles relaxed and free from contractions. I'm pointing at my wife, she's getting cramps, leg cramps, jumping up. And, hey, you might start eating this stuff. Okay, pineapples. pineapples were once a tropical delicacy reserved for the upper class. But nowadays, you can find them in almost any supermarket and at any time of the year. This is great news because this fruit is great for those who want to lose weight while simultaneously getting a good night's rest. Pineapples contain melatonin, and they can therefore boost one's chances of a good night's rest when consumed before bed. They're high in fiber, and the bromelain enzyme, which is great for the digestive tract, as it reduces inflammation and assists healthy bowel movements. This can have a great impact on one's weight management missions. Was that all? Oh, that was it. That was the four fruits. Because it's leading me off into some other thing about putting stuff in the refrigerator here. So, okay, so we won't read that. Hang on. My quick recap, a short one today. Pineapples, figs, tart cherries, and the kiwi are all fruits that you can eat, fruits to eat for dinner to help you lose weight and help you sleep better. Okay, that was it. Short and quick and simple today. These calls are recorded on SoundCloud.com. You can find us on there or a podcast app by typing either your TR90 or my name, Frank Lomas. And with that, let's open up the line.
That was great, Frank.
Thank you. My lips aren't warmed up yet. I'm having trouble getting through that one.
We have days where we have challenges. So what can I say? It's just one of those things.
All right. And so what's your topic for tomorrow? Do you have it yet? Have you picked out something?
Oh, I definitely have. I am. So we've covered how the couch potato started out, and he's on his way to become an Iron Man. So this next part is actually about how he started working out and what pushed him towards going for Iron Man multiple times. So
okay,
it was kind of interesting because he was 47. He was, as his doctor said, he was a heart attack waiting to happen. And if he didn't do something, that was going to happen, and he wanted to be able to walk his daughter down the aisle. And so he changed his lifestyle considerably. So there we are.
Everybody needs some motivation. That's pretty good motivation. That's pretty good story. All right, folks. So check in tomorrow to follow through with that. I'll be back on Tuesday. And between now and then, go out and make it a great day. And thanks for joining us. We'll see you all soon. Okay, Susan, bye-bye. Make it a great day.
You too. Thanks, Frank.